I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Frank Regano and Mariana Amster. They are co-executive directors of Parallel Studios, which is producing the International New Media Festival, Currents 2011, which opens tonight from 6 o'clock until midnight at El Museo Cultural. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello, I'm Mary Charlotte.
So you produced last year, Currents 2010, so this is the second annual event of this kind, and I have to say, when I went last year, and I haven't seen this year's yet, I was completely blown away. This is predominantly, last year it was predominantly video installations of all different kinds. Are you continuing the same type of art this year?
Yeah, what's added this year is we're doing a section on gaming and web art. And
yeah, there'll be 5 iMacs set up with headphones, and people can sit down. It's kind of like each one's like a little kiosk, and you'll have links that you can go to on the website where you'll link to new games that artists are making.
Really?
Yeah, very beautiful, really beautiful. And web art, where this is something we've been looking for a long time, and there's not much of it, and that is where the website is the work of art.
As opposed to a representation of work.
Not like a gallery, not an online gallery, but actually using the form as an art form.
How does that differ from, how does a visual web image, say, differ from
a projection of a video or
yeah.
something? Well, it's taking people on a journey, generally speaking, because you can use so many layers and allows the viewer to participate in where they're going to go on this journey. And it's really engaging and beautiful.
Yeah, when it works well, what it is it's actually mimicking the web in the sense that it's a network. So you go enter this world, and you can go to layers upon layers of different. It becomes like a network within the network, and they're really fascinating.
I think we're going to have to see it to understand what you just said.
That's right. That's right. Like there's one, I can explain one. There's one called 88 Constellations, mm-hmm. and you go in and it's this, I can't remember, what's his name?
Wittgenstein?
No, yeah, it's on Wittgenstein, the philosopher, based on him. And you click on I'm trying to remember the name of the artist who made it.
Is it Dave Clark that does it?
Dave Clark, yeah. You click on a constellation, a star in a constellation, and that takes you into this world where he's exploring one of Wittgenstein's points or part of his philosophy. But this goes on and on and on. There's like 88 constellations with stars. So
and it's visually really beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
The gaming part of it is also intriguing because as we know, or as we think we know, video games can be the single greatest waste of time of the collective childhoods of young Americans today. And there is this great untapped potential for intelligent video games, for artists to do video games, and now that's what you're showing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's such a lot of people, you know, you talk to, especially our age, or you know, because young people who were born in the 80s, most of them all are gamers.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what they were raised with.
80s and 90s.
80s and 90s.
2000s even.
Right. Yeah. People of my generation will discount it, but my view is you can't discount something that large. It has too big an impact on the world.
Yeah.
So you have to come to terms with it and deal with it in some way. It's just, and a lot of times when people say that to me, I say, well, you know, my parents when I was young said to me too, hey, you're just wasting your time on all the stuff you're doing. So what I think is we don't know where it's going to lead to.
Right.
And so like the games we're showing are very interesting. They're like, they're art, but they are games. And then there's even educational ones. You know, like the Sims have been around for a long time, the Sim worlds and stuff. But there's one called Fold It, which is a game that was started by microbiologists. And what they're doing is... Protein folding. And mm-hmm. they're trying to discover new ways to fold proteins by the entire world participating.
Right, by making it into a game.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also, again, really beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
Have you played Fold It?
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
So.
But this is a small part of the show, actually.
Yeah. So let's talk about the rest of the show.
Well, we have people coming from all over this time, which is really exciting. It's a much
all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And we're not being, we can't bring people in yet from everywhere. We do have somebody coming from Ireland, a couple people coming from Canada, the Netherlands. But we're looking forward to the future where we can actually bring people from Asia. We are showing work from those from other countries, but that's mostly single channel.
So what are some of the, give us like a kind of visual and conceptual sense of how this big space is going to be filled. What are some of the things that people will see when they walk in?
Well, the first room, like I think you remember last year, you walked in and it was a very warm and kind of enveloping space. This year when you walk in, it's going to be much more playful.
The first room.
The first room. We have a lot more interactive work. The folks that are coming from the Netherlands are doing this matching game, which is beautifully executed visually, but people actually get into a photo booth and have their picture taken with...
Well, not picture taken, recognized, a webcam. Recognized.
Well, it's projected. Their pictures are projected, and they have these little cubes with their preferences. They get to choose their preferences, and it's going to actually match people up right there in the...
On the basis of?
Well, we're using preferences like kind of, in a way, silly things like your movie preferences or whether you like to hike.
Oh, okay.
And it's a matching
movie
game.
Movie genres, things like that.
Oh, okay. And so currentsharmony.com.
That's right. And then it goes, and then as soon as you come out, once you're in the photo booth, there's 24 2x2 screens. And your face goes up on the screen, but it starts popping around with all these other faces. And when when the computer finds a match, it goes ding, and then you're supposed to go and meet the person and have a little talk.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, that could be intimidating to some people, but some people really
it could,
get
yeah. It. I mean, even somebody slightly extroverted, that could be fun and interesting. And also, they can give you feedback on how well it works.
Yeah.
But then we have Dr. Wu, who did that big interactive piece on the wall. He's back with a new piece where people can play with underwater creatures that are life-size.
Mm-hmm. And now it's different than last year. Before, it would just work in two dimensions. Now it works in three dimensions in a sense. The way his interactive worked last year was if you move from side to side, they registered
the little creatures would follow you.
They would follow
right.
you. But now, if you move front to back or side to side, it's following you in three dimensions, so the creatures can actually recede and come towards you.
Is it scary?
I don't know. We haven't seen it yet.
Ah, we trust him.
Because what everybody's using now is the Kinect, which is one of the gaming consoles, you know, that were the 3D gaming consoles that reacts to your movement. So now artists are starting to use that
right.
as an art tool.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was when I realized that they were starting to do video games or games that reacted to your movement. It's like, okay, well, fair enough. That's one way to get you off of the couch.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's another example where you don't know where this technology is going to go.
Right.
You know, here we are, we're using gaming technology to create really stunning pieces of work. So
now there's some work which I'm guessing, like last year, is just visually stunning.
Yeah, there's
in
quite
all
a
kinds
bit
of different ways.
Like we have one. I don't know if you remember last year when you came in the front room, the first room. Then there was a room behind it where there were little stations where you could watch individual videos. We've taken those out of that room now and moved them, scattered them around. And now in there is a piece by Bob Campbell, which I don't know if you remember last year, when you went in the big room, on the left in the corner was this thing with these big glass circles.
Yes, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, well,
sorry, people out in Radio Land, we're talking about something you may not have seen,
yes,
but anyway.
Yeah. But Bob has a piece now back in that room that is based on the two islands in the Seine, where Notre Dame are and the Saint-Chapelle, you know, those two islands in Paris. And it's based on the shape of those islands, but he's created this cast hydrocal little futuristic cities that have a three-channel video on the top and that moves across these cities. I mean, we're talking, you know, it's like 20 feet long. So,
but he didn't create those.
It's him. Actually, I'm sorry. It's him and Yuki Nakamura together. She actually cast the
cast hydrocal.
Plaster, basically. And it's stunningly beautiful.
So the projections move through the city and kind of bring it to life.
It's create these moods, and it's really beautiful.
And so, again, this is all stuff that I would like to personally highly encourage people to go see. It's at El Museo Cultural starting tonight at 6 o'clock, going through midnight, so people can really go and have an experience. And it only goes through, what, the 19th?
19th.
So a fairly short run, but is it what days is it open?
It's open every day between the 10th and the 19th, except Wednesday. From 11 to 7.
11 to 7. So there will be opportunities for people to go, and you can go a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, most people who really got into it last time came two or three times because there's so much to see. But on the second weekend, we're going to be open until 10:30 because we're going to have outdoor videos. And on opening night, what's happening is that I don't know if you saw the Santa Fe University's Outdoor Vision Fest they had. It was incredibly beautiful. Just one of the best outdoor video works I've ever seen. It was all in the Marion buildings there in the modern architecture, and the courtyards was beautiful. Well, they're going to reproduce some of that out in the Rail Yard Plaza for opening night. And so that'll be going on from like 8:30 to 11:30. And the Santa Fe complex is also going to do some interactive videos outdoors. So they'll be outdoors. They'll be the inside. It'll be stay open until midnight.
So people can basically walk around that whole area.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And experience Currents 2011 in its multiform and myriad manifestations. And so, yes, we encourage people to go because, and of course I haven't seen it yet, but it's, when you talk about it, it's one thing. When you experience it, it's another. And what I'm really struck by is the extent to which video art and art based on video technologies has come into its own as a full-on artistic medium and no longer kind of geeky experiments with what this technology can do.
That's right. We shy away definitely from the gimmicky.
Yeah.
That's what we draw the line there. If something is just, unless it's just such wonderful technology, you just love it because it's so great. But mostly we shy away from just the purely gimmicky.
I mean, we should mention, too, that in the main room we do have some really beautiful projections that are, you know, in that sense, using the medium as a painting form.
Right.
Yeah. It's not all just installations. I think we have, 25 installations?
Mm-hmm.
And of those, about 11 are local artists. And also, I don't know, this is the first year that we're really a citywide festival because we open on Friday night, Saturday from 1 to 4, actually from 10 till 12, is that one? Yeah, at the Santa Fe Complex, there's going to be a workshop called Water Wars by this gentleman, Tad Hirsch, who's created this game that's about water and water use and what it means for the future. And the Santa Fe Watershed Association is involved. And then from 1 till 4 at IAIA, there's going to be a presentation on their digital dome.
Way down on the other end of town.
On the other end of town, yeah, at the Institute of American Indian Arts. They have a beautiful, incredible 30-foot digital dome there. You know, it's really beautiful. And they're going to do a three-hour presentation. Well, it's going to be a cycling. It's like about an hour-long show that'll keep cycling.
So you can come in and at any point during that period of time and see the whole show.
And so it's an immersive environment that you're under this dome watching these video art pieces on the dome. And then that night from 6 till, this is all on Saturday the 11th, and that night from 6 until 10, there's an opening at CCA. There's going to be Bob Campbell, who did the piece I was talking about, the two islands in the Hydrocal City.
Right.
Has another piece opening in the media classroom that's going to be beautiful called Dreamers. And next door from 8 till 10, there's going to be four audiovisual performances.
And if you have not, ladies and gentlemen, memorized that entire schedule, you can go to currents2011 at 2011.com and check it out. You can also go to parallelstudios.com. So how did the two of you get started doing this, and what are your guiding principles, artistic, philosophical, whatever, in putting these exhibitions together?
Well, we were both artists. I was a painter. Frank was an installation artist. I guess we still are artists, but we've become producers, I think.
Well, the exhibitions are a form.
Yes.
Yeah.
And once we became involved in using video, there really weren't that many venues for video artists. And so we just decided, along with our friends who are still working with us now, who are in the show, like Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton, Hisao Ihara, that we would just start putting these shows together. And I think, for me, it's really important that the arts become more integrated into people's lives. And I think that this medium is actually a great bridge between the arts and social media, because it's very familiar to people, and I think they can find it really fun and enjoyable.
And for us, one of the this is one of the reasons, or we haven't mentioned that the exhibits are all, the festival's free, basically.
Yay.
Yeah, so anybody can come in. And one of the reasons we do that is because we really want everybody to love the show. We don't select our work based on it being accessible. We just pick what we like. But we want everybody to be able to enjoy it. When they enter the exhibition space, one thing about it, it's not an intimidating kind of snobby art thing at all. We try to create a really wonderland kind of for people. Because we want people from all walks of life.
We know that anybody can enjoy it. You know, if they're open to it.
And there's something for everybody, too.
It's very varied. Because our tastes are very varied. We're really looking for the different ways that artists are using the medium. And we have a real commitment to beauty, both of us, I think.
And a real commitment to community. That's a big deal for us, because even we have like 20 artists coming in from out of town. Everybody's there building their own installation, working together, sharing ideas. And then the idea of the whole community being able to appreciate it, and it's free, anybody can just come in. And we also, part of what we're showing, we have, I think this time, about 15 videos from kids from local high schools.
So it's a real combination of local, national, international.
That's right.
And I think it's really good for our artists here to be exposed to and work with not only their work, but the people themselves coming from elsewhere.
That's right.
Well, it's very exciting.
But one of the what's interesting, one of the comments that people were making last year, the artists came out of that town, was how much they learned being here and how exciting it was to see what a great art community there was in Santa Fe. They said, we don't have anything like this at home.
Well, particularly for video artists, because there's some artists that came there, they would be the only or one of a very few in their town that were working with video.
Yeah.
So to come to Santa Fe and find this really healthy community of video artists here was exciting for them.
It's Currents 2011, which opens tonight from 6 until midnight at El Museo Cultural here in Santa Fe. Frank Regano and Mariana Amster are co-executive directors of Parallel Studios, which is producing the festival. It's an international new media festival, and everything from international to local Santa Fe. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.